Don't shout, don't smoke, what do you do? Sounds like a line from an Adam and the Ant song, doesn't it? But actually, voice problems caused by shouting and smoking is the title of today's episode of Get a Better Broadcast Podcast and Voice Over Voice. Hello, I'm Peter Stewart on Twitter. I'm Tweeter Stewart, TWWETERSTEWART. Yeah, shouting. We've mentioned this before, but months and months ago. When you shout, your vocal folds are slammed together harshly. So consider why you're shouting. I mean, perhaps it's a because of a busy, loud newsroom. Maybe you're going slightly deaf, which is why you're raising your voice. Even raising your voice slightly is going to cause more damage to your vocal folds than if you're speaking softly and breathily. If you're tempted to pick up some part-time work, say behind a bar where you have to raise your voice to be heard, you may want to think of another job that will put less strain on your folds. Try and speak less, less harshly as well, and take regular mini breaks. We've spoken about taking breaks. Voice naps is what we were calling them a few weeks ago. And alongside shouting, smoking, I mean, these are things that you could get up to in a pub or a club, a restaurant or a gig, at an outside sports event perhaps as well. In the past, some people took up smoking to get a deeper, arguably sexier pitch. Yeah, it seemed to work for many of them, but also made them less able to breathe deeply. Created a wheezing exhalation. Promoted lung and laryngeal cancer. A shortage of breath led to a short career. There's nothing alluring about cancerous cords. A shortness of breath soon led to no breath at all. The tar in cigarettes affects the vocal folds and lungs, causes irritation and inflammation, and makes them less efficient. Vaping causes hot steam to be drawn in. And that alone could be harmful to your vocal folds, but add in the additional artificial flavouring specifically, and it's something else that's best avoided. Now, we will be talking about steaming in a few days' time, which will be different, of course, because that's just going to be natural, hot air, which is breathed in, which is rather different from the artificial air, particularly when it's scented or flavoured, that comes from vaping. Okay, that's it. It was a little bit grandmother and eggs, wasn't it, today? Sorry about that. Tomorrow, yeah, how a kettle can help your voice. As Get a Better Broadcast Podcast and Voice Over Voice continues from London. Goodbye, I'm Peter Stewart.